panic zone, the no riot zone, the no quarter taken zone. It's the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. It's Thursday, June the 4th, 2020. Good to have you here. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, former President Barack Obama has returned to address the country in the shadow of ongoing riots and destruction in the nation's cities. Just think, if he had bothered to do that when he was actually president, what could have been done? Number two, on Capitol Hill, former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein threw the former Deputy Director of the FBI under the bus, pulled him back out, threw him under it again, and ran over him just for sport a couple of times. And number one, rioting in the streets of America's cities has stirred people to say no more. It has stirred people to say stop burning down your own neighborhoods. This doesn't honor George Floyd. In fact, it's a disgraceful display on every level. Watching police officers get shot and killed, pushing us to a level of depravity we've not seen in a very, very long time. By the way, two more police officers shot in New York. Another one stabbed randomly in the neck while they were trying to protect businesses from looters. So at least three more police officers in New York attacked. And what would you expect when you teach an entire generation? When you teach an entire generation to hate their own country and reject its founding principles, what do you think is going to happen? And this happens with the support of politicians, the media, academia. You shouldn't be surprised when they act out violently, attacking what they've been told is a terrible country. A racist country, a country that's imperialist and unfair, where people don't have a chance and the people of color never have a chance. This is the narrative that's been repeated over and over again, although completely false. It's been regurgitated by academia, played up in the media, who stirs foment and hate. And then, when it lights off a tinderbox, they say, oh my God, look what's happening in America. But don't be surprised, my friends on the left, when they come for you next, because they will. At some point, you won't be towing the line properly. At some point, you will be the focus of their anger. And then there's the gaslighting. This is next-level gaslighting. I mean, a week ago, if you congregated to complain that the governors and the mayors that were keeping America locked up for the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic, you were killing grandma. You were guilty of wanting to kill grandma, and there would be spikes in the number of cases of COVID-19, and people would die in the streets if people collected to complain about the lockdowns that are actually killing people. But if you riot in the streets, if you loot and steal, there's no concern about social distancing or wearing masks or the spread of COVID-19, because your cause is just, apparently. You see, if your cause is just, and according to the left, fighting back against police brutality means that worrying about COVID-19 is no longer important or relevant. If you're fighting for your own business, and God forbid if you're not a minority and you're fighting for your business, then you should be arrested, dragged to the city jail, incarcerated for putting the public health in danger. So is it a public health risk or not? I think we know the answer to that. It's not a public health risk at this point. Businesses should be open, but of course in places like New York City where it's completely off the rails, you couldn't open your business anyway because there's a fair chance it would have a brick through the window and a Molotov cocktail to follow just to heat things up a little bit. Now, the New York City police officer attacked, stabbed in the neck. Two more officers suffering gunshot wounds in the scuffle. That coming at a police news conference early this morning. The officers had been involved, assigned to an anti-looting post to prevent people from breaking into stores along the area in which they were working. That officer was stabbed on the left side of his neck. Thank God, missing an artery, said Dermot Shea. He's the New York City Police Commissioner. He called it a completely cowardly, despicable, unprovoked act on a defenseless police officer. Now, in Minnesota, the police officer who put his knee on George Floyd's neck for almost 10 minutes, killing him, his charges have now been upgraded to second-degree murder. The three officers that were there with him that witnessed it have also been charged in the crime as being accessories to murder. And we have to go deeper into this officer's background. From what I've read, he has at least 17 complaints of brutality and problems and issues and violence and complaints, and yet he's still on the force. How can that be? How can that be? The conclusion by the left is instantly, because the man that died is black, therefore this officer is a racist. He may be, he may not be. I haven't any idea. What I know is, based on what I've been reading, he is a bad police officer with a long record of excessive force against everyone. This guy was a jerk to everyone and should not have been a police officer. But time and again, he was saved and protected by the union. The police union defended this officer time and again and allowed him to keep his badge. The accountability starts there. Because if there had been proper channels to remove a bad officer, maybe this never would have happened. Maybe that would be true in other places as well. Maybe we could get some of these police officers better guidelines, better parameters, better discipline if there were actually ramifications of performing and conducting yourself in that way. We need to look at how the unions protect bad officers and how unions protect bad employees in general in a variety of places. If you don't do your job, if you cross the line, and you cross the line repeatedly, that should be cause for removal from your job no matter what it is you do. In the private sector, that's the way it would work. Why are we in a situation where a bad officer is protected time and again because of union rules? There has to be accountability on that level for sure. Meanwhile, Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas, calling for the Insurrection Act to be applied in this case. It's an 1807 law that allows the president special powers. And he says the president's actually required to do this. This venerable law, nearly as old as our republic itself, doesn't amount to martial law or the end of democracy, as some excitable critics, ignorant of both the law and our history, have comically suggested, Cotton wrote. In fact, the federal government has a constitutional duty to the states to protect each of them from domestic violence. Throughout our history, presidents have exercised this authority on dozens of occasions. Dozens of occasions to protect law-abiding citizens from disorder. I mean, who explains to the law-abiding citizen, well, we allowed them to run wild and burn down your store, but they had a complaint. They had a concern, and so we let them riot and run through the streets lawlessly. Don't you understand? And the answer is, no, I don't understand. Rioting is not protected by the First Amendment. Peaceable assembly and the redress of grievances is protected by the First Amendment. Your freedom of speech is protected. Your freedom of religion. And by the way, you can't congregate in a church, but you can congregate at a riot. I guess that's okay with the left. Let that sink in for a moment. We'll be right back. You're in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show.
The average construction worker is earning from $16 to more than $30 an hour plus benefits and overtime. And right now, construction workers are in high demand here in Michigan. Fixing the roads, building bridges, commercial projects, and new infrastructure are all part of the big picture. Plus, construction jobs are cool. Find out more about the big opportunities here in Michigan. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner now. Start building Michigan's future and yours today.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com and right now save 30%. GruberHealth.com.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.